Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. I'm excited, and I hope that you are. And first, let me go ahead and get some things out of the way by saying first and foremost, Happy New Year. That's right. Happy New Year to all of our viewers out there, everyone that's tuned in to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show and have been with us for so long. We do thank you for joining us on these weekly broadcasts and those of you all that have supported us throughout 2012 and that will continue to stay with us throughout 2013. Our producers are going to be on with us this evening. They're going to be joining us momentarily. So we're going to ask that you stay with us. I'm having a little difficulty in the studio right now, but things will come together momentarily. Once again, Happy New Year, and I'm excited. We're trying to bring up one of the screens into the studio so that we can see what's going on. We're having some technical difficulty with one of the areas and getting in. And so it's kind of affected one of the other areas, and I'm not sure why that is. But I am confident that things are going to work out on this end. All right, so I trust that everybody has had a wonderful new year. Certainly mine has started off with a bang. I trust that you've had a wonderful Christmas as well. And that you certainly made your New Year's resolutions. For those of you all that do so, I stopped that a number of years ago. And it's just that I don't believe in, most people don't seem to keep them. After a few days, they seem to just let it go. So I figured, you know what, I don't want to be one of those people. I'm just going to go ahead and not even make a New Year's resolution. But every day, just decide what it is that you're going to do. And just do that. All right. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Once again, 347-857-1769. Let me make sure that we are into the studio. My producer is sending me some notices that we are not in, but we're going to go ahead and try to log in one more time because, yes, okay, now we're there. Okay, very good. All right, I know he was getting nervous. But here we are. Without further delay, let me go ahead first and bring in my co-host calling in all the way from Atlanta or wherever it is that she's traveling. I'm going to bring her. She's calling in at the 770-559 number. And then we're going to go to our featured guest momentarily after that. But first, let me go ahead and bring in my co-host, Audrey Blake. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dr. Walker. I am looking forward to 2013, and an awesome show tonight as we talk about a few things.
Okay, excellent. I am so happy. I hope that you had a wonderful Christmas and all of that good stuff. I hope everything worked out well for you.
Everything was just fabulous. So, as I say, new year and looking forward to new things.
Okay, great. We've got a very special show tonight. It's going to be a very interesting show. We've got a featured guest that's coming all the way from sunny South Florida. She's going to be joining us this evening. And we're going to go ahead at this time and bring her in. Her name is Juanita Pierce, and she's from the South Florida, sunny South Florida area. And we're going to go ahead and say hello to her this evening. You're on live, the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Juanita Pierce, welcome to the show this evening. I've got my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake.
It's nice to be here. Nice speaking with you, Dr. Walker and Ms. Audrey. How are
welcome
you today?
Welcome to the show. Welcome to
and my Happy New Year.
Okay, well, thank you and Happy New Year to you. I am
thank
so
you.
Excited about tonight's topic. We are ready to go with a bang. We've got already a number of callers that are called in. And for those of you all that are just joining us, I want to once again extend a Happy New Year to all of you all. And I trust that your holiday brought you everything that you wanted. And I trust that this year will bring you all the things and more. I wish every one of you all a happy and prosperous new year. Because we've got a long show tonight, we're going to go ahead and get started. And I just want to say thank you all for joining us on tonight's broadcast. For the record, this show does not have all the answers, but together with your help, I can assure you, we will find some answers that may prove beneficial to your relationship. So please stay tuned with us, and we thank you for that. Tonight's characters are Nancy and Oscar, not Nancy and Oscar. Now, after only 11 months of dating, Nancy and Oscar were considering marriage. During their dating period, there were clearly some red flags on both sides that were obviously being ignored. Now, the couple is in their early 20s and are both professionals in careers of their choice. Now, some of the warning signs that they saw before marriage included: Nancy has a tendency to be extremely jealous due to insecurities from a previous cheating relationship. She also has issues of trust, issues of anyone telling her what to do. She treasured, actually, her independence. Now, she was also short-tempered and impatient. Now, Oscar, on the other hand, was always entertaining his circle of lady friends who were always there for him no matter what. Now, this, of course, was quite a challenge for Nancy. He was also a big spender with some of the same lady friends, as well as constantly giving money to family and friends, which raised Nancy's eyebrows quite often. Now, at the advice of family members, the couple sought premarital counseling, which helped them come up with a new formula for a successful relationship. Now, 3 months after that, they were actually married. It's been 7 years since then, and their marriage is stronger than ever. They owe it greatly to the new formula they received in their premarital counseling sessions. Now, such strategies included identifying and showing Nancy how to actually deal with her insecurities, her jealousy, her independence, and also those issues of trust that she had. Now, they also expressed to Oscar the importance of putting his friends and spending habits in perspective in a way that would make Nancy or any woman in his life feel more comfortable. Now, this has worked for them. The questions are, and there are three questions that we start out at tonight's broadcast. First question is, yes, this may have worked for them, but is this really a reality for relationships that have clearly seen red flags? Question number two, do you think Nancy and Oscar are about to experience the seven-year itch just waiting to happen? And finally, question number three, is there really such a thing as a new formula for a successful relationship? Now, we ask you to please hold on to your seat, your computer, and definitely your phone for the answers, perhaps, to these questions and much more, which, of course, brings us to tonight's topic, a New Year's formula for a successful relationship, starting right here, right now, live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. All right, let me go first to my co-host, Audrey Blake. I mean, here it is, brand new year. We're talking about a new a formula. This couple here went into their premarital counseling session and came up with a formula to help them cope with their issues. And it's been 7 years, their marriage is, you know, almost like a storybook. I mean, is this a reality when you've seen red flags?
I think it is. One of the things that I really admire is that they did seek premarital counseling. That's something I urge anybody to do because of that very reason, that it's through the counseling sessions, counselors are trained to help couples identify those areas that may be problematic. And so, yeah, I think it's a reality, even for relationships that have red flags.
Okay, excellent. Let me go to my featured guest this evening and get your thoughts on that. I mean, Alter said that it could be a reality. For the fact is that they went in and they sought premarital counseling, which is what she would recommend, and I would as well. Let me ask you, Juanita, do you agree that premarital counseling is important, and then even though you see red flags, go on with that?
Well, I think it's good for them to seek counseling, you know, because you never can tell what's going to come up down the line. But also, the counseling can really learn a lot through the counseling. But also, you know, young people have tendencies to have problems that they put there themselves. You know, they, their problems, their red flags are there, and they choose to overlook them. And sometimes the flags are obviously telling them something is wrong, but they don't want to see it until it's too late. And sometimes
okay.
the counseling will bring it back to them, you know?
Uh-huh. So if I'm understanding correctly, but I'm thinking, and I want to direct this question to my co-host, Audrey Blake. I'm thinking
uh-huh.
that usually when a couple are ready to go in for premarital counseling, they have already made their wedding plan. They probably
yeah.
have a date. They've already put money down on a hall. And so when the counselor says to them, hey, have you all considered these red flags? They point them out. Don't you think that they have a tendency to ignore those warning signs and go forward with it anyway?
Some do and some don't. I know of both instances. And again, it's hard to generalize because it will depend on the couple. And I'm glad that you brought that up because sometimes counseling sessions do point out y'all shouldn't be getting married, you know. And then there are other times when the session just brings about a recognition of those differences that they will have to deal with so that they can go into the marriage intelligently and aware of those differences.
Okay, I think that that's an interesting point. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Certainly, if you want to talk to the host, my co-host, or our featured guest, or you want to speak to the issue of the story, simply press 1, and we'll bring you right into the studio. We're going to go to 718 momentarily and bring that person in. 718-684. Looks like we have 718-684-47. Okay, yes, you're on the line, Dr. Jesse Walker.
TFL-02, the mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later. TFL-02, the mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
Okay, we got disconnected for a moment. I don't know what happened. Audrey, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. Sorry about that, you all, the technical difficulty in the studio. Let me go now to Juanita. Let me ask you with question number 2. I mean, do you think that this couple is waiting for the 7-year itch to just happen?
Well, it's a possibility that they are, you know. It's
okay.
a possibility, and then, you know, it all depends on the couple, how they've got their lives situated.
All right, I think that that's an interesting point. Let's go to the phone lines again. We're going to go to 786-409. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening? 786-409. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hello?
Yes, yes. You're listening to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
I am very sorry, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you.
Happy,
thank you. Who do we have with
year.
Us today?
This is your sister in Christ, Javine.
All right, sister in Christ, Javine. Thank you for joining us. You're listening live. Javine, tell us, what are, in your opinion, what are a couple of pointers or factors for a successful relationship?
Wow, Christ has to be the center.
Amen.
He has to be the center, no matter what. I don't care if the ducks are lined up. I don't care if the thoughts are there, what they have or where they come from. But if you don't have the ally, and the ally is Christ, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. He has to be the ally. Has to be. Got to be.
Okay. And if with Christ being the center, do you think that that's a guarantee that the marriage is going, that the relationship's going to work?
As long as they guarantee to hold on to him, to believe it all the way. All things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. All things.
Okay, all right. So that's what's happening then. Okay. So there's not a guarantee even with Christ being the center.
It's a guarantee as long as they hold on to that. They believe that. They hold on that being their anchor. As long as he's their anchor, because things going to happen and things going to come up, because as you, I know, in marriage you grow. You learn. Things come up. Not only bodies change, but, you know, it'd be change of mind too. You know,
right,
as long as Christ is there.
All right, let me ask my co-host, Azina. Do you think that that's a guarantee that you'll have a successful relationship if Christ is the center of that relationship?
Dr. Walker, you know me. I keep it real. And,
that's why
and
I came
do
back
believe,
to you.
I want to say, okay, because I am a Christian, and I do believe that it's very important. Christ has to be at the center. But apparently that's not enough if you look in our churches and at the alarming rates of divorce and separation in the church.
Right.
And I believe if you talk to these individuals, they will tell you that Christ is the center of their lives. But I think our caller, it would be interesting for them to expand a little bit and clarify it so that the audience knows, because I know where she's coming from. But I think sometimes when we say Christ is the center or just pray about it and it's going to be all right, and then people still, their marriages end, there's another piece to that that's deeper. And I think she, you know, if our caller could expand on that so that the audience will understand really what's meant by that.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get her to, the origin of that. I mean, if Christ is the center, and I'm with my co-host on this one here. I mean, that is not that almost sounds like a cop-out, you know, because if you, and I agree with her, if you look at the number of people in the churches that are divorced, and it's an alarming number that's no different from other folks, you know, finding divorce. So Christ at one point was the center in their life and perhaps still is, but I agree with my co-host, Roger Blake. Is that really enough?
I mean, Dr. Walker, one other thing. We got pastors getting divorced.
Hello?
Javine, we want you to expand on that, if you would, for us, please.
Because, you know what? Exactly what she said, Audrey Blake, and what you agreed to, this is exactly why, one, not the only, but one of the reasons why there is a divorce, because the couples are looking around in the churches. They're looking to others and what's going on instead of looking at what they don't see. I mean sticking and staying that faith, that down to the ground faith that no matter what, God is going to do this. I know couples have been together for 40 and 50 years. And I heard the stories, and because they told me, when they started off, they didn't even have two nickels to rub together. But because their faith, of both of them having that faith, knowing that they was going to get there, they're there. And this is what I'm saying. When couples look around at the churches, in or out the churches, on what's going on, even pastors that was mentioned, this is why this belief, this doubt, and this thing, this schism, whatever this is, come in instead of looking up and holding on to what they believe in the beginning. I'm not talking about any man and any woman getting together. I'm talking about divine gifts that God have put this couple together, what he put together. I'm not talking about because any man and woman become together and get in a couple and be married. I'm talking about someone that their faith is so solid that no matter what, they're ready to go forward, knowing that these things are going to happen before they even get married. These things are going to happen knowing that Christ is the center, no matter what, not looking around. That's what I'm talking about, the guts of it. Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, what you're saying, in my opinion here now, might be, and I can sense your passion and your excitement for this, but my thought is the couples that you're referring to are obviously in the minority. Juanita, let me go to you real quickly, and then we're going to come back to her, then we'll go to the phone line. Juanita, do you think that, just as he said, the Christ is the center, and I mean the grassroots, those are foundational, people that have been married for 30 to 40 years, I mean, was that really enough that just having Christ as the center?
Well, I know personally a couple that have been married for 75 years.
Woo, praise the Lord.
They got married in their 20s. Mm-hmm. But the situation was he was in another state and she was in a state. They didn't know each other. So he was a praying person. She was a young lady who prayed, fasted, and talked to the Lord and told God what she wanted. She mm-hmm. wanted a husband and what she wanted in a husband.
All
and
right.
at the same time, this man was in another state praying to the Lord for a wife, telling God what he wanted, and if it be God's will to grant this for them, for him. Okay, they met. By chance, they met at church. Okay? After a courtship, they got married. For 75 years, they were married, happily married, 6 children. I can't count how many grands and great-grands that they had. And I know this because they were my uncle and aunt. Okay?
Wow.
And he was a deacon in the church, and she was the mother of the church. And they were in church every Sunday in Georgia.
Okay. Are they still alive?
He passed away about 6 or 7 years ago. She passed away a year ahead of him.
Oh,
and
wow.
she was the love of his life. And he said he never wanted anybody else. He never looked at anyone else. He don't care how beautiful this woman was. His wife was the queen of his eye. Mm-hmm. And he was the king in her eye. She saw no one else but him. Because she said she prayed, but she had one stipulation in her prayer. She wanted a bright-skinned man because she was very fair complexion herself. And she wanted her children to be fair complexion. But so this man that she wanted was on the dark complexion. You know, he was on the dark complexion. And she said, well, that was the only thing that didn't work out. But she said, as far as everything else, she had beautiful children, which was mixed color, his and her. And they lived happily ever after. He said she barely raised her voice. When she got angry, her body movement would tell him, or gesture would tell him, but she never raised a voice, you know.
Okay.
And they loved each other, and they showed love everywhere they went.
Wow.
So
that's interesting.
Love
and
a relationship and prayer, you got to put God first. Mm. And like I said, they were in different states, didn't even know each other, but God will put you together.
Oh, yeah.
When time. I don't care if you're in Alaska and he's in New Orleans. When it's time, you will meet at a specific time and place, and God will put the love in each other's heart.
All right. We're going to ask you to hold that thought. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. My producer is letting me know that the technical difficulty that we're having is a lot of people are still trying to get in, and the show is full at this point in time, but I encourage you to keep trying. But you can certainly listen to the show in its entirety at drjessewalker.com, drjessewalker.com. We certainly have a floodgate of callers, and we thank you for that. We appreciate that. And we're going to ask that you continue to try. And those of you all that are successful in getting in, we will try to get to your calls as well as the comments that are coming in. Happy New Year to everyone. Press 1. Remember to press 1 when you need to get in. All right, you can listen to the show at drjessewalker.com, and if you're on the air with us with your phone, we're going to ask that you step away so that it does not bring an echo into the studio. All right, my featured guest is Ms. Juanita Pierce. She's into the medical profession, and, of course, I also have my weekly co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement. All right, let me go to ask one of the other questions, and that is, Juanita, if you were to give two thoughts, for a successful formula, for a new formula for a successful relationship, other than saying putting God first, what would two other things be?
What would two other things be?
Right.
Well, first of all, I think that you need to know exactly in yourself what you want. You have to know your force as well as the person that you're getting involved with. And then you can't give too much information. You know, we have a problem when we meet someone. We sit down and we talk too much about ourselves. We need to learn to listen. You know, find out some information that's coming from the other party, because we may be telling you something already and you're not listening.
Okay. All right. I think that's an interesting point. We're going to go to 954, and we're going 226, and we're going to bring that party in. Welcome to the show. Who do we have on the air with us live?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thanks for joining us. Rose, give us your thoughts on perhaps two things that, other than putting God first, might work out for a successful relationship, or you can speak to one of the issues already presented.
Okay. You know, I would have to say good communications between both parties. You have to learn to talk to each other, not really at each other, but to each other. I think that's very important, that you communicate well between the two, because like the your guest just said that, you know, sometimes if you don't listen enough, then you're going to miss something. And I believe that's true. You know, the person might be telling you something, but you're not listening, and you get involved in something that you didn't really want to, but before you didn't listen enough. So talking, communicating, you know, listening well, I would think is one. And spending time with each other, you know, I think that's very important also. You know, that should be up there in the formula, spending time with each other so you can learn about each other.
All right, I think that that's an interesting point. We're going to go to Audrey Blake now. Did you have a comment that you wanted to speak to?
Well, I'm going to comment on what your guest said, our guest said, in terms of really listening again. I think that's extremely important because Maya Angelou, I always quote her, she says, believe people when they show you who they are. And as you listen to an individual, your guest is right. It's just a matter of time before they show you who they are, be that good or bad. And so listen to what they're saying, but also importantly, listen to what they're not saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listen to what's not being said. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We've got individuals that are coming in and going out. I don't know if that's a technical difficulty of the line or the technical difficulty that we're experiencing. There's a lot of people trying to get in. Let me go to some of the comments that have come through. And certainly you can listen online at drjessewalker.com. You can catch the show in its entirety, and you can also catch the entire show about 15 minutes after we've aired on tonight's broadcast. This female sends in a comment. She says, after being married for more than 15 years, in relationship in regards to a New Year's formula for a successful relationship, I believe the formula for a successful relationship is bottom line, don't try to change the other person. Juanita, what do you think about the comment? Don't try to change the other person.
Well, that's a good one, because a lot of times, even before you get married, you try to change them. You know, you see some faults there that you try to change in some sort of way, and it don't work, because you can't raise a grown person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're already raised, and what you don't know, you won't learn until you decide that's what you want to know. And you just can't teach another person things that you want them to know. They have to want to know them. You know, you can suggest things to them, but you can't just try to teach them. Let them learn on their own, and they grow, and they understand more after they learn on their own.
All right. Let me go to Rose then and ask her, do you think that there's any substance in what this lady is saying? She's, you know, after 15 years of marriage, you know, she's saying that the bottom line is the successful formula in a relationship is don't try to change the other person. I mean, is there really substance in that? And then I'm going to pose this one to Audrey Blake after we go to Rose. Isn't it more common that you hear that women are trying to change men than men trying to change women? But let's go to Rose first.
I believe that one of the mistakes that people make, you know, in trying to change the other person, I truly believe that instead of trying to change the other person, change yourself.
Yourself.
And sometimes when you change yourself, you'll find that the other person is going to change. But you only have the ability to change you, okay? You can't change the other person. So work on yourself. If there's something you don't like that the other person is doing, you know, if you can adapt, try, you know, pray about it. Try to see how you can change. And you'll be surprised how well the other person, you know, might end up changing to your liking.
You know, there's a book out that's called, and we're going to go to Audrey Blake in this moment, that do I have to give up all of me to be loved by you? So, Rose, you're saying that change yourself instead of trying to change the other person. But I would think that a successful formula for a relationship is a relationship that does not require either party trying to change the other one. Let me go and give you an opportunity to rebut that, and then we'll go to Audrey Blake.
Yes, and I would say that in trying to find your mate, it's always best to find someone who is most compatible, because it makes no sense to find someone who you think needs a lot of changing. It doesn't work. Someone might change for a moment to please you in order to get you to like them or to make the relationship work, but I truly believe that if that person is not changing for himself or herself, that person will quickly go back to who they really are. So I do believe that it's best not to get with someone who you believe needs a lot of changing in order to please you. But when you do have your spouse, you know, there no one is going to be exactly who you want him or her to be. It's highly unlikely. But in the event that you see, well, you know, something is not what you want it to be. You know, you're married to this person, you love him or her, but it's not, there's something that you wish were different. Instead of putting your energy into trying to change him or her, which normally don't work, see what you can do about you. You know, that's how I feel.
All right, thank you for that. Audrey, let me go to you. I mean, wouldn't the right relationship be one that neither party is required to make drastic changes on?
I do agree, and actually, you know, for those of you who read my book, Falling in Love with Me, I talk about this in a few of the chapters. Two quick things. One, you're right. You don't need to try to change a person. You really need to accept that individual for the person that they are. The second thing is we all have things that can be improved, and we may, our significant other or husband or wife in a relationship will see that. And the best way to really promote that change, because the individual has to want to change, is positive reinforcement. So praise the person for the things they do that you like instead of criticizing them for the things that they don't do.
Okay, I think that's a point well taken. We're going to go to 305-684. You're on the air live. Who are we on the air with?
This is Tim from Orlando.
Tim, thank you. Tim in Orlando. Thank you for joining us, Tim. Did you have a thought on a New Year's formula for a successful relationship, or would you like to speak to the issue of anything that we presented this evening?
To be honest with you, I'd really like to hear more about it, because a New Year's resolution for a healthy relationship, we come up with them every year.
That's an interesting point. And we started our show out tonight by talking about New Year's resolutions that I don't make them personally, but I certainly don't knock people that do. But if you were to, Tim, if you were to suggest two thoughts on what might make a relationship successful, you know, and they've already said that putting God first in the relationship, and they've also presented that that's not necessarily a guarantee, which is obvious by a number of people who are divorced and that attend church every week. But what might be two thoughts that you have?
That's kind of funny, because me and one of my cousins was talking this morning about relationships, and we were saying, you know, when we meet a person at the beginning of the relationship, it's always the great time of the relationship, the best time. So how do we resort to go back to acting like we were when we first met? That's the hardest part, the hardest thing to do. So if anybody can come up with that answer,
how do you come back to rekindling? How do you go back to rekindling that relationship that you had when you first met?
Exactly.
That is a $1 million question, Tim from Orlando. And, I mean, what would be your strategy? I mean, that's what they call the agape love, when that eros love is not necessarily present at all the times. That's the agape love. That's the love that's based on, you know, I love you regardless. And it does have certain conditions to it as well. But, I mean, that's where commitment and vows start to come in. Wouldn't you say, Tim?
Exactly. That's when they come in. But once you make that commitment, for some reason we start to fall away from that commitment.
Uh-huh.
Later in the relationship, we start pulling away from that commitment and those vows and everything that brought us together, we start pulling away from it. I don't know if it's because, you know, someone else catch our eye, or, you know, the relationship has just gotten boring now and, you know, we're not doing the same things or whatever. Who knows what to do? If anybody knows, please let me know.
Okay. Now, you know, here it is. Juanita, our featured guest this evening, mentioned that her relatives have been married for 75 years, and she was the apple of his eye, and I'm paraphrasing here slightly, and he was obviously the apple of her eye. So here was a couple that was excited about each other, and I think that obviously they shared a great deal of chemistry and they other things. I mean, he got to know who she was and knew the times when to deal with her and perhaps times when not to necessarily deal with her, and vice versa. So, Audrey, if you would just come in and give us your thoughts, there may not be a time after you've been together for a while that erotic love type love might not always be prevalent. But it doesn't mean that in your heart you don't love that person, that you're not excited about them, because that is perhaps considered storybook romance.
Well, Dr. Walker, you know, I do believe that the couple can work at it. And I, you know, the other thing is, and to answer the gentleman's question, and I'm not a love expert, because, you know, what happens when you first get together? Think about those attributes. You care about what they say. You care about how they feel. You are tender and sensitive to the way you phrase things. And so I think some of it may be going back to those behavioral patterns, because then you get familiar with the person. Sometimes you start, things get on your nerve. You don't take the time to articulate things in a sensitive manner. At least I'm speaking for myself. So
okay.
Going back to those things when you first started dating and you wanted to make sure that you showed such wonderful love and tenderness and compassion to that individual, we have to be reminded. And then just simply like the couple we had on the show, Dr. Walker, a few months ago, keep dating each other. People stop dating sometimes after they get married.
Right, and I think that becomes one of the concerns we have. And I know that it's become so important that you do keep dating each other. That is paramount. And I think that that's one of the tools that will keep the romance excited. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You want to speak to the host or you have a concern or a question, press 1. We will entertain your call. We certainly hope that we answered Tim's question from Orlando. We're going to go to the comment section again. This male sends in a comment. He says, I think the formula for a successful relationship is when you can clearly accept your significant other for who they are and not what you want them to be. I think that this is in line with what the first comment that came in, the lady who had been married for 15 years, that suggested that don't try to change the other person. And here this gentleman writes in, and he says, when you can clearly accept your significant other for who they are and not what you want them to be. Let's speak to that issue for a moment. I think that that makes absolute sense. Audrey, what do you think?
You have to accept the individual for who they are. I mean, you know, because the thing about it, when you try to change people and the ones that decide to change for their significant other and not do it for themselves, it becomes just a facade, and it's just a matter of time before their true selves are revealed. So when you love somebody, you love them, all of them.
And I certainly agree with you. I agree, and it's interesting that you mention that. When you try to change for someone And that's not a genuine change. That is not something that you desire to do in your heart of hearts. Then what happens is that's not enough. It's only it's a facade. You're right. It's just a matter of time before you go back to that person, reverts back to who they are in their heart of hearts. And so that's going to be a problem. All right, you're listening live once again to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We're going to go to Rose and ask her to speak on that comment where the gentleman sent in, he said the formula for a successful relationship is when you can clearly accept your significant other for who they are and not what you want them to be. Now, Rose, how important is that, his comment that he sent in?
You know, I think that's very important. That shows maturity, you know. When a person is fully mature, you find that they will accept the other person for who they are. And that's the sensible thing to do, because we have to realize that we cannot change people, okay? And the sooner we can accept the person for who he or she is the sooner we can get on to a great relationship. So I think that's very important. I can't stress that enough. We need to accept the person. We have to realize that the other person is not going to be exactly like we are. And as a matter of fact, if we had someone exactly like we are, we might become bored anyway, you know. So I think it's very important that we accept them. And as your co-host said, Audrey Blake said, to praise them for the things that we like. Because come on now, you wouldn't have married to someone if you didn't like some things about that person. So try to find what we like about the person, praise them for that, and also try to accept their shortcomings, because we're not perfect. And so no matter how good the person is or how much we love the person, there are always going to be some flaws. There are always going to be things that we don't like. Work on accepting the person for who he or she is.
All right, thank you for those comments, Rose. Let me go right over to Juanita, our featured guest. We haven't ignored you. Let me ask you, how important is it, from your perspective, is it to accept your significant other for who they are and not what you want them to be? How important is that to you?
Well, I missed a lot of the conversation because I was blocked out. But from what I can gather, you know, in accepting the person that you say you love and the shortcomings that they have, you have to also consider that he's thinking about the shortcomings that you have, and he's accepting yours. So, you know, it's a situation where if you love the person, you accept them as they are. And sometimes you talk to each other about this, what you're thinking, you know, what's wrong with that person, and they're talking to you. Once you communicate with each other, and you let each other know what you're thinking and what's on your mind, and you can work on it. Both of you working on yourself. You got to realize you are an individual that's not perfect, and you have imperfections. So you have to work on yourself, you know. And a lot of times you have to accept yourself and your own shortcomings and try to overlook some of the shortcomings of the other person and try to work on yourself.
Okay, that's an interesting perspective. Let me go. We've got about 8 minutes before I started bringing the show to a close. Let me go to Audrey Blake. I know we both love to keep it real. Now, I'm thinking about what Rose has said. I'm thinking about what Nita has said also, and talk about acceptance and the comment that has come in. And I'm thinking now, I mean, Audrey, have you not heard where people say, oh, wow, when you get married, people change? Haven't you heard that as well?
Yeah, that's true. And they do. They do change. It's a fact. We all change.
Right. So then let's just say, for example, now here it is. You know, Rose has come on, made her comment, and this male has sent in his comment. Tim has spoken from Orlando, and Juanita is certainly presenting her thoughts on it, clearly accepting the other individual as well. Now, I'm thinking, okay, if a person changes once they get married, you know, you really don't ever know a person. And I think we can all probably agree, you really don't know a person until you actually live with them. And then once you do live with that person, say in a marriage where there's, you know, commitments, vows, and obligations, including financial and otherwise, I mean, now the person changes. So how is it that you're supposed to accept that change when you didn't recognize that before you got married? Help me out with that, Audrey.
Well, let me just say this. And when I say that person changes, it's not so much that they do a 180 or whatever. It's more that they relax and and let you see who they really are.
So now the guy, okay, he doesn't brush his teeth every morning. He brushes his head.
Oh, my.
But see, you didn't see that because you didn't live with him. But now you only saw when he came over to you in the evening, he had fresh breath. Okay, now she doesn't, you know, and this is for the guys out there. Okay, she doesn't look like she came out of Essence magazine. You know, in the morning now you look at her and she has this scarf on her head. But you didn't realize that because when she came to you, you only saw the beauty queen. So
yeah, you
now,
only saw her with her weave in and her wig on.
Can I make a comment there? Can I make a comment there?
Yes, go ahead.
You know, once you get together and you get comfortable with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, at first you weren't comfortable. You know, where you were putting on that fake pretend comfortable being around each other. But as you become more around each other, you become comfortable with each other. You know, I can take off my shoes and sit there, you know, when normally when you're just coding, you want to look cute, you want to keep your shoes on, you want everything in place. But once you get together as a couple, you become comfortable, you know, with each other. It's like that old sweater that you don't want to throw away, you know, because it's comfortable. And that's how a couple become. They become comfortable with each other. And that's how you see what's out there. You know, you see where he's lacking and he see where she's lacking. But if you love each other in that comfort zone, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, but listen to this here now. But in that comfort zone, isn't that where you start to take each other for granted? And this is what Tim was talking about. It makes it hard to get back to rekindle that love that you had initially because you become so comfortable. Come on, Juanita, help me out here now.
Well, now listen, Jesse. Now, you know, there was a candle burning when you first met. You know, that candle was lit. And all you saw was him and all he saw was her. And the emotions started to grow. And you got deeper and deeper into those emotions. And as the relationship grow longer and, you know, you're married and you've been married several years or so, you know, and like I said, you get comfortable. And he may sway or she may sway, whichever way it go. But you also have to realize whatever it caused that candle to blossom from the beginning, it's always there. It may be flickering, you know. But as long as that flicker doesn't go out, there's a chance to recapture everything that was there from the beginning. You just have to look into each other and recapture what was there. Look at that person. This is the same person I married. She's maybe be a little bald. She may have put on a little weight, but she's still the same person you love. He's the same person you love. The candle hasn't gone out, so recapture. Make sure the flame doesn't flicker out. Make sure that flame starts to grow bigger and bigger. Look into each other, you know, show some more interest in each other. Do a little something extra for him. You know, if you're fixing his dinner, put something extra on the plate that you know he likes or something on the side that he likes. Or when he's going out, put a little note in his pocket. So when he pull out his wallet or pull out something in his pocket, there's a little note lets him know how much you love him, you know. You have to do these little things to remind each other that, you know, the sparks are still here. You know, and he the same. He goes out to the store and come back for something that he wanted for himself. He bring a little something back for her. She didn't ask for it, but he knows she likes it.
All right, that's an interesting point. We're going to ask you to stand by. Audrey, we're going to give you an opportunity to come in and give us your thought.
Well, again, I think that all your guests made very great points. And one last quick thing is, also, just really learn to just appreciate each other.
Exactly.
I think that's so important because when we start getting comfortable, we take people for granted and we nitpick at the small stuff instead of appreciating them.
All right. Again, that book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. We're going to take this comment. We're going to take three more comments, and then we're going to give our guests an opportunity to speak. Rose, we're going to give you a shot at this comment that comes in. This male writes in. He says, I really don't think there's a secret formula for a successful relationship. I just think everything is just by trial and error. You keep trying and making mistakes, learn from them until you get it right. Well, give me your thoughts on that. I mean, it seems a trial and error.
Learn from your mistakes. That's a key. I don't think it's all trial and error. I think we have to learn to listen to older people who might have gone through certain things. You know, I don't think we have to try everything. You don't learn everything through experience because that might kill you, you know. But we need to sometimes listen to people who have done this before or walked this path before and learn from their experience. And, yes, the other part, you know, when we try something and it doesn't work for us, then, you know, move on to something else, try something else. That's what I would say on that.
Audrey, let me ask you, what are your thoughts on trial and error? Keep doing it until you get it right. I mean, Elizabeth Taylor was married 7 times.
Well, I never give up on love. I'm sorry. You know how I am. I do think it's a growth process, and there's no magical formula. So I do agree to an extent in terms of within a relationship, you're constantly learning about each other and what works.
Okay. Juanita, those are your sentiments. Keep trying until you get it right. Elizabeth set the tone for some people.
You know, all this trying, you know, sometimes you have to walk away from everything. If the relationship doesn't work and you choose to go your separate ways, I think you need to get a paper and pencil and evaluate yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, what was the things that went wrong in the marriage or the relationship? What was my part that I didn't do? You know, what part that I did do to cause the breakup or the situation? You know, you need to evaluate yourself. Instead of trying to evaluate the other person, you have to evaluate you because there's fault within you. The relationship didn't go bad by itself, and it didn't go bad by just one person. You know, there's two parts to the story, and his part is his part, and your part is your part. You can't keep saying if he had to do this or she had to do that. What if I had done this, and what if I had not done that? You know,
right.
You got to self-evaluate yourself on what part you played in the relationship.
Absolutely. There are actually
three parts. Yeah, and then the next time you do get involved into a relationship, you know what you did in that past relationship. And then you don't bring up all these things into a relationship talking to a person. You have to, like you say, reevaluate yourself. And then when you get into a new relationship, feel out the relationship.
You know, that's going to be another show topic. Juanita, that's going to be another show topic because we're going to ask the question, are relationships geared for experiment? Are relationships geared for experiment? Because, I mean, from what you're saying, okay, I didn't get it right with this one here, so I don't know what to do in the next relationship. We're running out of time. I've got about, we're going to take two more of these comments, and we're going to ask you all to be brief on those. This email writes in, she says, personally, I think you should put God first. Afterwards, spend time together with your significant other by blocking time for each other. Last but not least, remember to always continue dating each other. And, Audrey, I think that you touched on that earlier. You said that continue to date each other. Anything you want to add to that? She says put God first, and we talked about that. And then,
those are two great advice. You know, people forget to date each other, to continue to court each other.
Right. Let's take a look at this last comment that comes in from a male. He says, I don't know about anyone else, and I certainly can't speak for anyone else. I do know that if you love someone the way they want to be loved, in addition to the way you want to love them, I think this is the key to a successful relationship. Just touch on that, Juanita, 10 seconds or less.
Okay. I think a lot of times we, as female, we tend to hold back on our emotions. You know, we want to feel out how he feels about us. We want to know everything how he feels before we actually drop the load on how we really feel. You know, we want to hold back, be in reserve, you know. And another thing I think is we need to pray with him. You know, when a woman gets a man gets a woman, they need to learn to pray together. You know, the strength in the relationship, you know. Don't be afraid to say, listen, hold my hand and pray with me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's a good thought. I'm just going to give you the last word before I go to the food for thought.
I think most importantly, make sure that the relationship is mutually enhancing, that you're both bringing something to the table and you value each other for what you're bringing.
I think that that's an interesting thought as well. And I want to go ahead and take this opportunity to say to our featured guest this evening, Ms. Juanita Pierce, thank you so very much for joining us. And we're going to invite you back. Would you come back and be with us again for another part?
I will. That
okay,
would be nice.
Certainly. Thank you for that. And as always, my weekly co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, author Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement. Thank you so very much, as always, joining us on our weekly broadcast.
Sure, my pleasure.
And it was nice talking with you, Audrey.
Okay, and she can hear you. We were gone already. Okay, now, we want to go ahead and say thank you for joining us on tonight's broadcast. Now, of course, as in my food for thought, as with all of the opinions that are expressed, my food for thought and otherwise, I want to say that the opinions expressed from my guests or other participants do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed in my food for thought are merely those of my own, and like those of my guests or other participants, should not be perceived as a replacement substitute for the appropriate license, certified, or professional help. The opinions that are expressed is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Now, when it comes to tonight's topic, a New Year's formula for a successful relationship, you know, first, let me go back and once again thank my very special guest, Ms. Juanita Pierce, for taking time out of her schedule to share her thoughts with my listening audience. She has given us all something to think about this evening. And I also, as always, thank Audrey Blake, my co-host, and all of the callers that were able to get in. We do apologize to those of you all that registered and the lines were full this evening, and we do apologize for those of you all that we weren't able to get to. Now, in reference to tonight's topic, you may be saying to yourself, there are no new formulas for a successful relationship. Otherwise, so many people would not be getting divorced or breaking up, for that matter. Perhaps there is some truth to that thought. However, I'm of the mindset that the success formula, whether new or old, is up to the couple to make the decision to keep trying at different strategies or techniques until they find one that will work for them, provided that's what they want. I do have some thoughts on what I believe would be consideration for a New Year's formula for a successful relationship. Now, such thoughts include, and I think the most important thing is to have a goal in mind. When you're talking about your a formula for a successful relationship, I think it's important to have a goal in mind on what you, the individual, think is important to you. For example, I think finding balance, and I've had friends that often spoke about this, finding balance in one's life is paramount to having a successful relationship. Of course, that is a matter of opinion. And finding this balance, in my opinion, is a matter of putting God first and foremost in your life. Now, some of my callers did mention that on tonight's broadcast, the importance of putting God first and foremost in your life. Secondly, I think it is very important to spend time alone. And this is my thought, learning yourself, learning oneself. This is a matter of getting to know who you are and what your true heart's desires are when it comes to a relationship. Now, as you have learned more about yourself, I think it becomes equally important to know a great deal about your significant other by getting to know him or her. Afterwards comes family, friends, by putting your relationship in perspective with them. This, of course, can be followed by being in or having the job or career that you enjoy. My final thoughts for a New Year's formula for a successful relationship would be to make time to appreciate life and recognize your daily blessings. And last but not least, be a blessing to others by giving something back or making contributions to help others. The aforementioned, of course, are my thoughts for a New Year's formula for a successful relationship. Question is, don't you think it would be a lot better if you come up with your own formula for a successful relationship? Because, after all, it's your relationship. You may want to think seriously about this one. In the meantime, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and that's simply been my opinion. I trust you've enjoyed the show tonight as much as I did, and please tune in this Friday and every Friday, 8 to 8:30 p.m., Eastern Time for your half-hour inspiration program. If you choose to bypass Friday's inspirational program, please remember to tune in next Tuesday when our topic will be keeping the romance alive in your relationship. Please tune in because you really don't want to miss this show. Remember, you must be 18 or older to to do so. Until next Tuesday or until this Friday, I say to my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.